The Osgood File, sponsored by BASF. Through science and sustainable innovation, BASF enables its customers to meet the current and future needs of society. BASF, we create chemistry. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. We're beginning to understand what the FBI has been warning about for a long time, that the real radicalization going on in America has nothing to do with ISIS. It has to do with people who immerse themselves in a mindset known as white genocide, the idea that migrants from Africa and Asia are overwhelming white culture. But the good news is, it's possible to break out of that worldview.
I was a neo-Nazi skinhead from 1987 until 1995.
More after this from Charlie. For 7 years, Christian Piccolini was a race-baiting skinhead.
Would you have applauded Dylann Roof?
I would have.
Piccolini grew up in a working-class neighborhood in Chicago, son of Italian immigrants. And he told CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds he was recruited by a guy who saw him smoking pot.
I was standing here smoking a joint. And the guy walked up to me and he just said, "Don't you know that that's what the communists and the Jews want you to do to keep you docile?" And I was like infatuated by this power. He had a shaved head and boots. And from that moment on, I wanted to be like that guy.
So he joined up, became a leader at age 15, stockpiled weapons, attended KKK rallies, and started a neo-Nazi band called The Final Solution that toured Europe. But in the course of selling his white power records and having children, he was forced to step out of his bubble. He started meeting non-white people and he found that he didn't really hate them. And today, he's hoping to undo the damage he did by trying to get through to people like Dylann Roof.
Not everybody becomes a Dylann Roof, but I think that there are thousands of people like him across our country that eventually could be radicalized enough to cause as much damage as he did.
Unless something pulls them out of their bubble and they actually get to know the people they thought they hated. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.